That honestly is some pretty wild footage coming at you guys. That is a U.S. fighter jet being passed by a Russian fighter jet over off the coast of Alaska. I mean, that is a ballsy freaking move. Now, I know that might seem surprising to some of you guys, but Russia and the United States of America have been engaging in things like this for quite some time. Russia is actually quite notorious for pushing our air assets over off the coast of Alaska. In the past, they have been sending bombers. They do all sorts of crazy things over along the U.S. coastline. So it's not surprising that we see this Su-25 just ripping butt right past a U.S. fighter jet. It's actually just kind of like, I don't know, I would call it like a drop of water in the entire bucket itself. It's insane how often they do that stuff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? We have some more updates for you guys coming out of the Red Sea and what the... Whoa, hey, stop. We have some more updates for you guys that are coming out of the Red Sea and what the Houthis have been up to. They actually ended up taking more hostages, sinking another ship, killing more people. That's just a problem, and it's going to need to get addressed by the international community. Before we even get into all of that, I would like to just bring this up. It's an opening video. Everybody calm down, calm down. Listen, before we get into all of that, I think one of the big things that was on people's minds, and this is something that I think that needs to get looked at over here in America, is whether or not the cloud seeding, right, in the United States of America caused a flood, and specifically the one down in Texas. And it certainly seems that way. I'm hearing that 2 days prior to the major flooding that ended up taking place down in Texas, and I haven't covered it, I haven't talked about it very much, but I'm going to present to you guys this one piece of information. It certainly seems like 2 days prior to all of the rain, that cloud seeding actually took place just outside of Texas.
You've done on what you use to cloud seed. Now, I want you to please address a larger question, which is one that is somewhat broad and perhaps even religious. But are you playing God? Are you messing with things that you shouldn't be messing with when it comes to the weather?
I get this question all the time, and I totally think it makes sense to ask it. My intention is to serve God. I think that in Genesis 1:26 or 28, and then throughout the Psalms and the rest of the Bible, God tells us to take dominion over and steward creation, both for our sake, creation's itself, and then to honor him. And so if there are droughts and we have the tools to mitigate the damage done by them for our sake and for nature itself, then we should deploy those for the sake of tending to and stewarding the world. And if we weren't to do that, if we were to ban cloud seeding wholesale, despite knowing that it's safe, despite knowing it could help alleviate these problems, we'd be abdicating our God-given responsibility to be stewards of the world.
Okay, let's address...
Yeah, and that's great. That's a good little religious plug-in there. But at the end of the day, you are the CEO and you run the company. And anybody that ends up grabbing a Bible verse and using it to justify the different things that they're doing, especially if it's causing harm, especially if it's killing people, I automatically have questions for them. I'd rather know the truth on whether or not it ended up causing this big thing, right? Like whether or not it's actually an issue. That's my personal issue right here. And I do know for a fact that cloud seeding was taking place over Texas. And the question just is, how often it was being done, where it was at, and whether or not it was actually involved in this. We saw like the effects of this that could take place overseas, where, what was it, Doha, where like the entire airport, or maybe it was whatever, entire airport ends up getting flooded out with like the runway just covered in feet because they thought it would be a good idea to do it over there. And it's one of those texts that I think we just need to be able to get like under control. You know, and if it's killing people, that's a problem. And I don't care if there's government money involved. I don't care who's involved. If you're doing this crap and you just throw like legalities on top of it, I've got no love for that company whatsoever. John Flork says, peace and love from the U.S. Coast Guard. Wish it didn't take tragedies for us to get the recognition. Dude, U.S. Coast Guard is always doing amazing things here in the United States of America. You guys end up interdicting a buttload of drugs off the coast. I know Florida thanks the Coast Guard all the freaking time. Rescue swimmers are always out there doing very good things. Coast Guard goes in and ends up like taking care of a lot of issues in the United States of America. Pretty cool. Now, obviously, there is a lot of ICE deportations that are taking place across the United States of America. Last week, we were talking about the ICE deportations. As it comes to how do you want to say, like Iranians that were here illegally in the United States that ended up getting picked up by ICE and shipped back. Some of them were not very good individuals. But what I found absolutely interesting is these different videos that are now making their way around. And these are showing the highways over inside of Los Angeles during what's normally rush hour traffic and claiming that this is how empty the highways are and that everybody basically in LA is illegal and they're all hiding and all the freaking freeways are freed up. That is a huge sanctuary city and it doesn't sit too far from the border. that would make perfect sense for this to be true. I'm just not 100% sure if that's actually the case, but for some reason that crops all the way over there. I thought it was interesting. I figured you guys would like it. I like showing those little things like on our way in there. But either way, ICE doesn't give a crap and they're still going around rounding people up. There's still people that are protesting ICE over inside of Los Angeles. So you got the mayor that's going out there complaining about it and everything else. At the end of the day, personally, I support this.
You guys need a warrant to come in there.
I personally don't care where they're getting ripped out of. I don't care how upset they look when they're being picked up. If you're in the country illegally, you ended up breaking the law, and it's about time our freaking law enforcement officers were allowed to do their job, even if it's in the middle of Walmart, you know? I don't understand why people are confused when they go over, they break the law, and they end up getting like tased and drug off and everything else. Like, you know, if you don't like it and you're being surrounded by cops, maybe fighting it's not the way to go. Other big thing, we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of Trump's assassination. Information ended up coming out that said that Iran was responsible for going after and actually targeting Trump. And I think there is a lot of speculation right now. I know I heard from one of the family members that was pissed, saying that, you know, we deserve answers and we deserve to know what happened. Well, it looks like several agents, all right, Secret Service agents that were on his personal security detail ended up getting suspended.
We're learning tonight six Secret Service agents that were connected to Trump's Butler assassination attempt have been suspended. This comes just days shy of the shooting's anniversary. The identities of the agents suspended are unknown. But sources say their roles range from supervisory positions to line-level agents. We'll continue to monitor this story and bring you any updates as they come.
So that's good. And what I read on the story about these different people that ended up going, it's because of the gross oversights that we talked about why there's not security on the roof, why there wasn't ample things, why that sniper position wasn't able to cover that rooftop when clearly it was designed to do it, but there was dead space in the way because of that tree, all sorts of stuff. But it looks like they're actually doing it. But we need to get more information because there is U.S. people. Like there is a man that has been killed in that, and we still don't have answers as to what the hell actually took place and how all of that happened. Me personally, no, I don't believe that that kid was able to do all of that crap on his own. And there's a lot more information that goes into it, like the guy on the bike that was outside the house, lots of other things. That's not me being a conspiracy theorist. It's just me telling you, like, I've personally seen the interview and I talked about it on the show. And there's a new video that ended up coming out from the cops on top of the roof saying that they had detained the guy from the bike. And then we saw the guy on the bike stating that he got the bike from his friend. It doesn't make any good sense, right, for all that to go out. So they ended up detaining for a reason. I think there's a lot more answers that need to end up coming out of this, and we need to get it. High Desert Marine says, how do we stop safe houses like in Boise, Idaho? That's a good question. I'm not sure what safe houses you are talking about. Mary coming in and giving out five Speak the Truth memberships. Mary, I hope you're not doing that because you're upset over what ended up taking place in the chat this morning. I think you did a great job. I think you were doing the best of your ability. I don't think you were trying to piss anybody off. It's just what ended up happening. You know, I saw somebody that said when I was talking about everybody being deported that somehow I'm not upholding my oath to the Constitution. No, I am actually by doing that. Right? Like those people end up getting deported for a reason. They go and they see an immigration judge. They don't have to go see a criminal judge. I highly suggest you read U.S. immigration law and what those people are actually entitled to. It is not what you think it is. All right. So maybe get schooled up on the law before you try to tell me that I'm not upholding the Constitution myself. I actually just had about a 25-minute phone call on why I do not agree with lobbyist firms, but why I think that, you know, we can't just be singling out single lobbyists, that we need to actually go after all of them as a whole, because I hate setting garbage legal precedences here in the United States of America. You know, a lot of people want to complain about certain lobbyist organizations here in the United States, but they forget about all of the other ones. Do you guys know that there's actually like one for Iran? A lot of you guys can stay APAC, but a lot of you guys don't even know that one for Iran exists. Sky God coming in, gifting out to 20 Speak the Truth memberships. Pretty freaking awesome. I'm going to take your guys' attention. I want to focus over for a second. I want to talk to you guys about this before we start talking about the Red Sea, before we start talking about what happened in Gaza today. I wanted to take you over to Ukraine because Ukraine has been getting slammed. Now, Trump came out and stated that we are going to be sending more munitions and stuff over to Ukraine. Also, a big controversy over who approved it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I will dig into all of that garbage for you guys. But we are sending over more aerial defense assets to Ukraine. I know that we're looking at getting Germany to send more aerial defense assets to Ukraine. But for a second night in a row, Kyiv is getting slammed by freaking drones and ballistic missiles. So Russia's over there. They're sending ballistic missiles. They're sending drones. There was two that I ended up seeing that were actually flying into Kyiv. And I actually think, oh, yep, here it is. But this one ends up being drones that ended up smashing into Kyiv not that long ago. Come on, play. Nope, play. There we go. Now it's running. God, I hate that crap. Like, why? Just why put that crap on there? Listen, Kyiv is getting slammed yet again for a second night in a row. Ballistic missiles, drones, etc., going into the city, and they do need aerial defense assets. But we also need to make sure that our forces around the world are also protected. When I say our forces, obviously I'm talking about U.S. forces. The reason I say that is more information allegedly ended up coming out today saying that Israel is on the cusp of striking Iran yet again. I'll say it again. There is now information. I know I've been talking about it for the last several days saying I would be highly surprised within the next 30 days if Israel or the United States ended up striking Iran. I think maybe after 30 days, but just today, Israeli Pulse News ended up putting out that, that Israel is preparing to strike Iran again. Now, if that is the case, then it would make sense why the U.S. would be pulling aerial defense assets to make sure that our forces are protected across the Middle East. We are not done with Iran. I promise you that. We have talks scheduled for Iran for next week on their nuclear development program. Now, there hasn't been a specific date that ended up getting set for that, but it is set for next week. If Iran shows up to that meeting and says, you know what, we're just, we're just going to keep developing uranium. Well, they're going to get their asses blown off. At the same time, the Houthis down inside of Yemen decided it would be a good idea, now 2 days in a row, to go after merchant vessels coming out of Greece. Lisa Hintz says, Matt, please say a prayer for my family and me as we lay my mom to rest tomorrow. Oh, Lisa, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry. I hope your family gets some peace. I really do. So sorry. This is the issue. Now, as I play this video of them launching these anti-ship ballistic missiles or these ballistic missiles at the ship that they had already taken, what they're doing is they're sinking the ship. They killed at least five crew members. They have killed at least five crew members that we are aware of. And on top of that, they ended up taking the other ones hostage, and then they ended up sinking the ship. And I'll go ahead and let their little propaganda video play for you guys so that you can enjoy that footage. The ship sinks down to the bottom of the ocean again for a second time. The Eternity Sea is now down at the bottom of the ocean, and the Houthis are responsible for sinking it. So the question is when is the international community going to like get together? I don't think that this is an Israeli problem. I've talked about this before. talking about $164 billion last year alone that ended up impacting the freaking EU's GDP because of the Red Sea being shut down. Somebody asked me and said, why doesn't Egypt do something about this? It's a solid question why Egypt wouldn't do something about this. For those of you guys that don't know, Egypt is a member of BRICS. And guess who is benefiting from the Red Sea being shut down? All the BRICS nations are. China and Russia in particular are the ones that are being benefited the most from this being shut down. So Egypt being a BRICS nation, I don't think they give a crap. But the odd part is the amount of money that these ships end up paying as they go through the Suez Canal. I know Egypt is missing out on all that money. So I want to know who out there has the capabilities to actually go and look and see who's covering all of that excess freaking money that I know Egypt is losing because of that. Tom Bone says, I know an immigrant who came here legally that supports Trump's deportations of criminals, but feels for those who may be illegals, but came here to be productive members of our society. Listen, I can feel bad for those people. I can have empathy and even like sympathy, even empathy for them. But the bottom line is they're here illegally. I really don't care. And there is a line, a long line of people that are waiting to get in this country legally, period. A long line, long line. And I'm not going to sit here and stand up for criminals and say, oh, well, you know, they came over here and popped out a baby in the United States of America, so I feel bad for them. That's a personal decision and that's a personal choice. They are breaking the dang law in the same system that they end up funneling in through the United States, funneling into the United States via Mexico, is the same funneling routes where fentanyl is coming across the border, where illegal drugs are coming across the border, and where terrorists are coming across the border. And it's an issue. And the more we ignore it, the worse it gets. I'll tell you, I saw firsthand when I was in law enforcement what ends up happening when we do not enforce the law and how crappy like crime ends up getting when you don't enforce the law. If you don't enforce it, it's only going to get worse. And so you got to be able to take your personal emotions and get those out of it and just enforce the dang law. If you don't like the law, vote and change the law. Get your elected officials to change the law. But right now it's the law, period. Bo Williams coming in and giving out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. And you know me, brother, like I like you, Tom, like I do. And I understand his opinion, but guess what? His opinion coming here legally holds no more weight than mine, right? I'm an American. I got to abide by the damn law. So does he. So do the illegals. But the illegals didn't abide by the law. They came here illegally and they ought to get kicked out. There's no reason for us to be having this discussion. You are here. You broke the law. You don't belong in the country, period. Do that crap in another country and end up see like what happens. Only in the United States of America do we sit here and we try to stand up for the rights of people who don't have no right to be here. Literally no right to be here, period. They can go home. They have one. It's just not here. If they want to be Americans, they can do it the right way. Just like your friend did, just like everybody else. There's other pathways to citizenship. And if they don't want to get ripped away and deported the way that they are, they also have other options. They can self-deport right now, get paid, and get a plane ticket to go back to where they came from. It is absurd that we're sitting here even having this discussion. I can't stand it. They can get that, like GTFO, the United States of America. Go back to where you came from. Come back to the United States legally, period. Stop crossing our borders illegally. Stop overstaying your visa. Stop breaking the dang law. If I go to another country and I violate the law, guess what? They don't care. I still violated the law. They're over here violating the law and everybody just wants to freaking like assume that it is what it is. Matt, this is not your nation. You're right. It is the American people's nation and the American people are the ones that elected the officials that have drafted the laws that they are violating. You are correct. It's not mine. I'm not a dictator. I don't own this country. But you know what I am? I'm a law-abiding citizen. You know what they aren't? They're not law-abiding, and they sure as shit aren't citizens of the United States of America, so they can get out. And if that bothers you, I don't know. Maybe move to another country. Just maybe. Red alerts inside Israel. Imagine that. Tom, you said I missed your second comment. I'm sorry. I was busy ranting. And you know when Matt rants, I'm just going to rant. Bo Williams coming in gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Tom then came in afterwards and he said, having said that, they understand that they should have came here legally. Exactly. They should have. But at the end of the day, I am tired of the crap. I am tired of the people making excuses for people breaking the law. It's breaking the dang law. They're not citizens, period. They're illegal aliens. I'll say it again. They are illegal aliens and they violated the law. They need to get the hell out. That's it. That's it. If you don't like the law, change the law. Vote to change the law. Whoo. All right. Well, while we're talking about red alerts taking place over inside Israel, let's just go ahead and bring this up. This is footage that ended up getting released of evacuation operations. 150 billion isn't even going to deport 3 million illegals. I don't care. The fact that the United States has to spend money on it is ridiculous. We should be spending, like, there are so many better things that we can be spending our money on as opposed to, like, tracking down illegals. And it wouldn't be an issue, and we wouldn't have to be spending so much money on it if they didn't break the law in the first place. So how about you direct the anger where it should go, which is the people that are violating the law, not the law enforcement officers that are enforcing it, not the executive branch that's enforcing the law, which is their job, by the way, if you didn't know that. And if you don't like it, how about you complain to your legislators? How about you elect other people to change those laws? Move to states where you might possibly agree with the different laws that they have going on. Other than that, stop complaining about it. What you guys are witnessing on your screen right now is the evacuation that ended up taking place after the ambush that took place in Gaza yesterday, where five IDF service members ended up losing their lives over inside of Gaza. It was said to be like basically a bloodbath over in there. You had two different IDs that got set off, and out of those two IDs, they ended up knocking out a tank and an APC. After that, and ongoing throughout today, up in the northeastern portion of the Gaza Strip, Israel has cordoned off the area completely and has been conducting airstrikes and is said to be completing major sweeping and clearing operations right now as we speak. Now, if that wasn't bad enough for what ended up taking place up there in the north, down inside of Khan Yunis, there was actually another ambush that ended up taking place today. Now, here's something that I noticed. In this particular incident, all of the, propaganda that's coming out of Gaza is stating that they ended up kidnapping or attempted to kidnap an Israeli soldier. What actually ended up happening is they went after soft skill MOSs. They ended up going after like engineers and things like that that were working like in construction equipment and all that crap over outside of Khan Yunis. They tried to assault, they tried to attack. Right. And as they were pushing through clearing the objective, there was a particular individual that ended up losing his life. Hamas likes to claim that they kidnapped this gentleman over here on the right side of your screen. His name's already been released. I'll read it off for you in a second. That gentleman on the right side of the screen has only been married for a couple months, and they tried to take him hostage. He fought to the death. Hamas claims that that they were able to take him hostage, but because of the battlefield conditions, they had to murder him. So Hamas wants to make you believe it was a war crime. Just because, I don't know, it makes them feel better inside to call this a war. Like, they literally said that they ended up taking this man hostage and then executing him because of the battlefield conditions. Reality is that they, like, this man fought to the death, that they ended up stealing his rifle and walking away as if it was some sort of freaking proof that it ended up happening. But what they ended up doing was going after a soft skill MOS. I don't really care. Who it was they went after. I understand that he's a uniformed member of the armed service and so on and so forth. But when I look at down inside Khan Yunis, when I see them going after that in particular, now this guy's name is Master Sergeant Azule, probably pronounced it wrong. But what I look at that when I go on that is that they're not going after, they're not assaulting like actual combat freaking teams that are out there. They're staging, they're coming out of tunnels and they're going after these soft skills. What that says to me is that Hamas is actually really weak and that Israel is doing a very good job, but it goes back to the same assessment that I had a long time ago. I said he was not kidnapped, Moses. I said that he wasn't kidnapped. That's a Hamas lie. I'm with you on that one, brother. But Hamas is very weak if those are the types of targets that are going after over inside of Gaza. They're not going after actual strong targets. They're going after what we'd call like soft targets. Construction workers, even though they're soldiers, engineers that are inside freaking like cranes and crap, are not exactly hardened military targets. That's what they're targeting. They're going after APCs that are parked and pulling security, and they have tunnels. Desperate is right. Guerrilla tactics, guerrilla warfare. That's what they're doing. People result or end up going to that when they end up getting weaked. Right? That's what they go after. Soft skill, though, by that you mean logistics. Correct. They are going after logistics as well. All right. But again, it's just like simple things. Now, there's other rumors here. Be prepared because it's starting to come back out because the Hamas propaganda machine is in full swing. So what you're looking at up here on your screen is the aftermath of an airstrike that took place in the vicinity of the Nasser Hospital. Obviously, it didn't strike the Nasser Hospital. All right, but what they're trying to claim is that Israel is going after and schwacking more civilians again. They also said that another airstrike took place over in Almawasi, a little refugee camp. But even more so, their biggest complaint that they have right now has to do with the plans Israel has moving forward to get these people away from the front lines over in Gaza by moving them down into Rafah, into like a safe zone that they ended up setting up. They're calling it a concentration camp. They're calling it all sorts of crap. And now this is where the big narrative and the big push is actually coming out, claiming that Israel is committing more freaking crimes by displacing people. No, they set up a safe space for them to go. As far as humanitarian aid goes, I believe the figure I saw was 28 million meals so far that have been delivered over inside of Gaza. And I told you guys that there was a buttload of humanitarian aid that was actually stacked up over outside of Kerem Shalom. And I wasn't kidding when I ended up telling you that. This gentleman actually went down there and was able to document it today. And I want you to take a look at how large like this place is and what they have. All of those pallets that you're looking at right there, all of those pallets are fresh potatoes that they have going in there. Those are potatoes.
This is the aid. It's ready to go into Gaza right now. These are all potatoes, fresh potatoes, onions, flour. This is Rafah, Kerem Shalom crossing towards Rafah.
Hi, this is Kamil
So there is more than enough food that it, well, I don't want to say there's more than enough food that's being delivered because it's obviously going to take a hell of a lot more. What's wrong with potatoes? Absolutely nothing. Potatoes are a vegetable, by the way. So you go eat French fries and you're eating vegetables. I'm just throwing that out there, kids. If you're watching this, tell your parents potatoes are vegetables. That's a fact. I didn't say they're good for you. I just said that potatoes are vegetables. So if your parents say eat your vegetables, tell them you want potatoes because they're vegetables. Throwing that out there. I actually learned that from my own kids when they actually brought it up to me. I was like, you're out of your dang mind. There's no way that that's actually what it is. No, that's 100% what it is. All right. Now, with all of that being said, way going forward, what we're looking at is one, rumors. That's a lot of smash. Correct. One, there's rumors that the Israelis are going to be going after Iran again in the very near future, that they're preparing to strike Iran. Two, Hamas, definite signs that they are weakening over inside of the Gaza Strip. While there is talks of peace going on, it's highly unlikely. Three, we have the Houthis down inside of Yemen. Houthis are being absolute piles of garbage, going after merchant ships, murdering people, and then sinking the ship afterwards. This is a completely different, this is like a new level for the Houthis. We only saw them go after one vessel like that, and before, where they actually went over, boarded a vessel, and ended up taking hostages. They've done it twice this week. That is a massive ramp up in their operations. They haven't been doing that in a while, but now they have freedom of movement over inside of the Red Sea to do that. Why? Because there's no freaking military presence that's actually holding them accountable. So that needs to happen. Ukraine's getting slammed by Russia right now on a nightly basis by drones and ballistic missiles because they're lacking aerial defense systems. If you want my opinion, what's going on right now is we have a major lack in foreign policy. We had Aranda ended up getting put in check, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think there was a reason Trump came out the other day saying that Putin would just fill us with BS. I think right now this administration is learning the hard way that you can't just like roll over and say, ah, you know, we achieved this one objective, therefore we're just going to pull out of the region. There is a reason the United States military has an enduring presence in countries like Germany, Italy, Japan, following these wars. We're still in Iraq for a reason, because when we stay there, we're able to enact U.S. policy and make sure it actually happens. What this administration isn't doing is exactly that. They reach their objectives. They say, boop, we're good. We're going to pull out of the area. Well, it's not turning out so well. And so they need to get their stuff together. And I'm just saying that, right? They need to get their act together in order to make it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I am extremely, extremely exhausted. And I appreciate every single last one of you. And I appreciate every single person that ended up donating tonight. And I got to give you guys some shout outs for every single freaking person that donated. But for some reason, my feed's not freaking updating. I want to thank Clay Wallace for being a member for 20 months. The Devil You Don't Know for coming in, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships. Gen X Josh for coming in, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships. Sky God coming in, gifting out 20 Speak the Truth memberships tonight. You guys are just overly jealous. And everybody else that's came in here and done tonight, I really appreciate you. I'm going to try to get myself some sleep because I need it. My brain is fried. Ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I will see you guys tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Have a good one.